Wednesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're starting Siman Mem. Pilchas Netilas Yudayim. Arosh Lech Opas. Shemavarchan Olav Hamotzi. Because this Pasabo Bekisnin, which is Mizonos. So, Arosh Lech Opas, Shemavarchan Olav Hamotzi. So, Chazal and Mesakein, Tzorach Litl Yodu Mikodim. Because Yudayim Ashniyos Ein, with the Rabboni Yudayim Ashniyos, with Tumma, and they could passel Truma. So Chazal wanted to get Kohanim and everybody into the habit of not being Metame, not potentially being Metame Truma. And bread is the mainstay of Truma, and of food is bread. So they ended up being Mesakin that they should wash their hands and get rid of the Sheni Latuma Tuma that's on the hands when you eat bread. And it's all up to bread of Truma. And even not Kohanim. Just everybody should get used to that. In my Paz Godel Kibetza, where it could be either Mekabel Tuma, where some say it needs a kibbutz even to be makabel tumah, then mevarech al hanatilah. But pachas mizeh ain't mevarech al hanatilah. That's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. They bring down here from Rav Moshe that Lamaisa, if you're only eating a kazai, it's not a kibbetza, your Lamaisa should make on the Tila Shadayim also. Not like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Pesach. But even for kazayas. But it's better to eat a kibbetza because there are many shitas, Mishmaru Pasuk like that also, but there are many shitas that you don't make on the Tila Shadayim unless it's a kibbetza. No, the Mishmur agrees with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that less than a kibbetza you don't make on the Tilush Yadayim. So Rav Moshe Paskins, yes, but also says that it's better to make sure you're eating a kibbetza. That's the joke, like Seder night when everybody goes crazy to eat two kazesim, but really you're supposed to do that every time you wash. Maybe you don't have to be so makron on the shir, you could certainly eat the derabon on the kashir, not the derais on the kashir, because we're dealing with a derabon on here, obviously. Okay, but still, you have to make sure to eat a kibbetza whenever you make on the Tila Shadayim. You have to eat a kibbetza pas, b'toich kidei achilas pras. B'pochus mizeh, ain't mebrach al ala natila. There is another reason given for Tila Shadayim in the Gemara, and the passage has to do with cleanliness. You wash your hands, al cleanliness. There's two reasons given. Al tzrach tuma, by Truma, and Al Kedusha, which means in this context it means cleanliness. Sif Beis, Netilas Shadayim Tzorich Lius Dafka Min HaKli. The water has to come into your hands from the Kli, it can't be like someone else's hands and then they spill it into yours. So it has to be from a Kli. Tzorich Shiyah Kli Sholem Belishum Neke, without a hole, O Sedek Mefulash, or a crack that it goes through. Begam Lamali Yeshove Belishum Charitz, on the top, we'll see in a second, it should be even Belishum Charitz, without like a crevice or a protrusion or oblita. Because if the water is poured out of a place where it doesn't hold water on the top of the kli, like the water level of the kli wouldn't go there, and you pour it out of there, then it's called the water's going onto your hands, not from a kli. And you're not yotzin, and you can't be yotzin until it's your dying with that. Because that part of the kli is not a kli, because it doesn't contain water. Also, kankanim, so therefore those jars, sheishlen kimin marze, that have a spout, boilet begoybel esfas kli, it protrudes up over the lip of the vessel. I have a picture here, like this kind of a pitcher with the spout is higher than the water level
of the kli, so you can't pour water out from there onto your hands, because that part of the kli is not called a kli, because it doesn't contain and hold water. So ein noit l'mimena l'yadayim berach sham, ki sham ein lo din kli, ki mishena matzuk sham mashkin, because it doesn't hold water there. Ela tzrichan l'itol derach svasa kli, you can pour water out of the sides of the kli, makom sham matzuk mashkin. You have a picture this way, but if you have this kind of a picture, you could pour it out, right? See here, it doesn't come; it comes out from where it can hold water. This is no good. This you can't wash from because it's coming out of a place which doesn't hold water. And here you could wash from because it holds water up here too. What?
Same level.
Yeah. Right.
And if it's lower.
What?
If it's lower.
That's fine. As long as it holds a revius up to the place where water comes out. That's to hold the revius. So gimel kli sheni yochalam el al yedei smicha, a kli that can't stand up unless it's supported, and then the water would spill out. In other words, if it's not supported by something else. Im mitchilos nasakach, if it was made originally, yishtamesh bo al yedei smicha, yesh lo din kli. An example. It's not a good example what I'm about to say because it has other problems, but the milk sacks, right? There are other problems because they discarded after you use them once. But assuming, let's say they wouldn't be, so it's a cone on the bottom. Okay, here, look, show everybody. You have a cone, like a cup that's cone shaped. So it's made that it fits into a holder, and that's how it stands. What?
Like a test tube. It's right
yeah. Okay. Right. Right. So then you could wash from it if it's made to hold water by being supported. Avul lo nasu l'shtamish bo kach. We're going kisui kli, the cover of a kli that could hold water, but it would tip over. Right. If you wouldn't support it, and it wasn't made to hold water because it's made to be a cover of another pot. So ein noit l'mimenu. This could be nageya on camping trips. Like, we're looking at this as almost like it's not nageya us, but on camping trips, it very much does become nageya when you realize that Lichtenstein left the Nicholas Rebbeim cup at home, and everybody's yelling at him. So now they have to wash, right? So you say, oh, let's use a pot cover. It's hold the revia, so you can't use a pot cover because it doesn't stand on its own. Shira Mayim, how much water? So we know it has to hold the revius, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the revius has to come onto your hands. The Gemara talks about like where you have to wash until, and it's apparently for the Mishnayos, it seems that relatively very little water can come onto your hands. So the Kitzur says, Kasha l'shayar b'tzimtzum. There's always halachic problems, and therefore you should pour at least a revius onto each hand to avoid those halachic problems with tummy water and the like. Because when you pour a revius onto each hand, you avoid those problems. I wash my hands with two handfuls of water. Just like we learned before, the above a mayim al kol ayod, the ainu ad hakone shel hazroa. That's until the wrist. Well, you sure mokum b'li mayim. Every place should be covered with water. So, I mean, it's hard to imagine how do you do that? There's no revius. So it's takalada. So then there's other sheet, just remember, not till the wrist, but till the knuckles. Some say till these knuckles, some say till these knuckles. So, but it's a little weird, and that's why, I don't know that's why, but can do a revius on each hand, you're safe. Balken yafik sasu etzbos, you have to let the water go onto the whole hand, so you shouldn't hold your hands tight. The agbiyin sas klape malo, and you should lift them slightly upwards so that the water goes on the whole, all the fingers, the whole finger. Bechneshi agiwa mayim b'cholorecha etzbos, uberoshon, uberochbon, soviv, so that goes the entire length of the fingers and the top of the fingers and all around the width. It goes everywhere. It's the water has to go everywhere. Achas, this reveals. With a narrow opening, and the water doesn't come out at once. It inherently needs to be poured twice. So the maisa. So the kitzur says that that's no good. Mishnah Berurah says it is good. Al p'sak halacha, bottom line. But nochon lishpoch al kol yad beis pa'amim. That already has to do. If you do a revius at once, it's not necessary. Maybe he means you should be in the habit of pouring twice, for when you don't use a revius on each hand, then you have to do it twice. If you're using less than a revius on each hand.